Jesus' name. Just bow our heads, we open the service. Lord Jesus, we truly appreciative every opportunity we have. Lord, we can come and Lord, as your word comes forth and Lord, we're taught. And Father, we gain revelation and understanding. And Father, we can check our hearts and our lives where we're short maybe, or Father, gain encouragement. And Lord, even to come and just to be able to be in your sweet spirit here, Father, and to meditate. And Father, right down to the singing of the songs, Father, and have that revelation bubbling within our heart. Lord, it's so good just to come into thy temple. So much can be gained from us, Lord, and we're so appreciative. Bless us now, each and every one that's made the effort to come this evening. Just, Lord, meet our individual needs and just draw us ever closer to thee. We ask all this in your precious name, Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father. Amen. Praise his name. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Happy to be out tonight. Oh, it's always a privilege. Amen. Turn with me, if you would, on page 12, or big books there. I'd like to sing, Wear a Crown. Amen. Are you looking forward to that? Amen. Am I a soldier of the cross, a follower of the Lamb? And shall I fear to own his cause or blush to speak his name? And when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown. Yes, we shall wear a crown. Yes, we shall wear a crown. And when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown in the new Jerusalem. Amen. Oh, wear a crown. Wear a crown. Wear a bright and shiny crown. Oh, and when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown in that new Jerusalem. Must I be carried to this? Amen. Hallelujah. Must I be carried to the skies? Amen. I'm losing it. Hallelujah. Amen. I had it. Am I a soldier of the cross? Amen. Can we drop it just a little? It's a little high for me. Am I a soldier of the cross, a soldier of... And shall I fear to own his cause or blush to speak his name? Must I be carried to the skies on flowery bed of ease? While others fought to win the prize and sailed through bloody sea. And when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown. Yes, we shall wear a crown. Yes, we shall wear a crown. And when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown in the new Jerusalem. Oh, help me on to God. And
And when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown. Yes, we shall wear a crown. Oh, we shall wear a crown. And when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown in the new Jerusalem. Oh, wear a crown. Oh, wear a crown. Oh, wear a bright and shining crown. And when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown in the new Jerusalem. Sure, I must fight if I would reign. Increase my courage, Lord. I'll bear the toil, endure the pain, supported by thy word. And when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown. Oh, we shall wear a crown. Yes, we shall wear a crown. And when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown in that new Jerusalem. Oh, wear a crown. Oh, wear a crown. Oh, wear a bright and shining crown. And when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown in that new heaven.
Sing that last verse again.
Sure, I must fight if I would reign. Increase my courage, Lord. I'll bear the toil, endure the pain, supported by thy word. Amen. And when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown. Oh, we shall wear a crown. Oh, we shall wear a crown. And when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown in the new Jerusalem. Amen. Oh, wear a crown. Wear a crown. Oh, wear a bright and shining crown. And when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown in the new Jerusalem.
Amen. I think we got it there finally. Amen. I change up the tempo and the tune. Poor Amy, she I lose her. Amen. She's patient with me. Bless her heart. Amen. Page 7, just over 1. Hallelujah. When the redeemed are gathering in. Hey, are you looking forward to that day, saints?
Yes.
Amen.
I am thinking of the rapture in our blessed home on high. When the redeemed our gathering in. Oh, how we'll raise the heavenly anthem in the city in the sky. When the redeemed,
amen, sing it,
our gathering in. Oh, when the redeemed our gathering in. Oh, our sacks rolled and freed moths in. Oh, how we'll our gathering in. Oh, there will be a great procession over on the streets of gold. When the redeemed, amen, our gathering in. Oh, what music, oh, what singing, o'er that city will be rolled. When the redeemed, our gathering in. Oh, and freak my salvation's story with their voices clear and strong. When the redeemed are gathering in, oh, then the angels all will listen, for they cannot join that song. When the redeemed, amen. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, when the redeemed are gathering in, oh, it's like snow and free from all sin. Oh, how we'll shout and how we'll sing. Oh, when the redeemed are gathering in, oh, then the Savior will give orders to prepare that banquet board. When the redeemed are gathering in, and we'll hear His invitation, come ye blessed of the Lord. When the redeemed are gathering in, oh, when the redeemed are gathering in, oh, it's like snow and free from all sin. Oh, how we'll shout, hallelujah, how we'll sing. Oh, when the redeemed, oh, glory, hallelujah. Oh, when the redeemed are gathering in, oh, it's like snow and free from all sin. Oh, how we'll shout and how we'll sing. Are gathering it.
Amen. Oh, what a day it's going to be, saints. Amen. You'll be singing and shouting. Amen. Won't have to worry about your voice giving out. Just singing glory to Him. Amen. You can be seated if you'd like and turn to page 15, just over a page. All of them right there together. We're marching to Zion. Amen. It says, come we that love the Lord. If you don't love Him, don't come. Hallelujah. It's going to be a noisy place.
Come we that love the Lord, and let our joys be known. Join in a song with sweet accord. Join in a song with sweet accord. And us surround the throne. Oh, and us surround. We're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, that beautiful city of God. Let those refuse to sing who never knew our God, but children of the heavenly King, but children of the heavenly King may speak their joys abroad. Oh, may speak their joys abroad. Oh, we're marching to Zion. Oh, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion. Hill of Zion yields a thousand sacred sweets. Before we reach that heavenly field, before we reach the heavenly field, or walk the golden streets, or walk the golden streets. Amen. We're marching. Then let our songs abound, and every tear be dry. We're marching through Emmanuel's ground. We're marching through Emmanuel's ground to fair worlds on high. Oh, fair worlds on high.
marching to Zion.
Yes.
Amen. Every day, getting closer. Every step. Amen. It's just right there, saints. Keep your eye on the goal. Hallelujah. Amen. Brother Luke, would you like to come up for the offering? Hallelujah. Praise his name. That's the blessing, if you will. Amen. Let's talk about Jesus. The King of Kings is He. Let's talk about Jesus. The King of Kings is He. The Lord of Lords, supreme throughout eternity. The great I Am, the way, the truth, the life, the door. Let's talk about Jesus more and more. Oh, let's talk about Jesus, the King of Kings is He. The Lord of Lords supreme throughout eternity. The great I Am, the way, the truth, the life. Let's talk about Jesus, Lord and Lord. Oh, do you get tired of talking about Him? Do you get tired of hearing about Him? Oh, saints, nothing better than talk about Jesus. Amen. You have a request on your heart, something? Amen. Just hold it on your heart as we bow our heads. Brother Josh, would you like to take the request this evening?
Lord, there ain't a greater thing in this world we can talk about, Lord, than what You've done for us. And, Lord,
yes.
Like the apostle said, did our hearts not burn within us? Lord, sitting and listening to Thy word, Lord, we're just so thankful for what You've done for us.
Yes.
Lord, without You, we'd be nothing. Lord, try to imagine ourselves, Lord, in a world without You and no peace. And, Lord, it's impossible. I don't see, Lord, how people does it, Lord. We're just so thankful for people, Lord, to stand here. Lord, in Your presence.
Yes.
Lord, to have Thy word come across the pulpit, Lord. Lord, and just be pulling on You, Lord. Let that be each and every one of our desires this night.
Yes.
Lord, each and every time we enter in, Lord, let us give it our all, God.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Lord, we just ask You to meet the needs on the people's hearts tonight according to Your perfect will, God. Lord, You know each and every hand that was raised and need behind it. The reason we ask, Lord, You know all things. Lord, just have Your perfect way this night. Lord, meet each need, Lord, as You see fit. Lord, You know exactly what we have need of, Lord. Lord, whether it's physical, financial, Lord, whether it's a family member, Lord, anything in our life, Lord, You know all things. Lord, there's no need to fret because Lord, You want to take care of us.
Amen.
Lord, just have Your way tonight, Lord. Open eyes, Lord, to the word this day. Lord, it comes forth. Lord, give us revelation, Lord, that's more important than any of these needs in our life. Lord, we'll give You the glory and honor for all things. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray these things.
Amen. Thank You, Lord. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Amen. Would somebody have a song in the congregation? Heather, you got something? Amen. I ask you to come.
Sometimes I wonder what He can do through me. No great success to show, no glory of my own, yet in my weakness He is there to let me know. strength is perfect. His strength is perfect. We can only know the power that he holds when we truly see how deep our weakness goes. His strength in us begins where ours comes to an end. He hears our humble cry and proves again. His strength is perfect when our strength is gone. He'll carry us when we can't carry on. Raised in his power, the weak become strong. His strength is perfect. His strength is perfect. Raised in his power, the weak become strong. His strength is perfect. His strength is
found that to be so. His strength is perfect. Just what you need. Always there. Amen. Let's stand together if you would. Sing a little chorus. Lord, I believe. Let's ask our brother Tim to come.
Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe.
Father, we are so thankful for the opportunity we've been given. And Lord, with our hearts are anxious, Lord, as we've come, Lord, to have you know that you were going to meet us here, Lord, and that you're here to speak to our hearts through way of praise, Lord, and sing into your Holy Spirit's moving through the building even now. And Lord, through these precious words you've laid upon my heart, Lord, you know the reason. And Lord, we've just asked that you would use it to speak to our hearts, Lord, and anoint your word, Lord. I am just a person that's going to reread and rehearse, Lord, what you've already given us. But Lord, it takes the Holy Spirit and the understanding to come from you to make these things real and alive in our hearts and in our lives. And Lord, that's our desire, that's our hunger, Lord, to be a people that's not just an ordinary people, but a people that has a reflection of Jesus Christ in our lives. Amen. Manifesting the word for the day in which we've been sent. And Lord, only you can do that through us. And we just humbly submit ourselves unto you, Lord, and ask that you would come and speak to our hearts now. In the lovely, precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask these things. Amen. Don't you love him? Amen. Sing that little chorus real quick. I love him. Before we start, and just worship him. Amen. us. Amen. While you're still standing, let's just read a verse of Scripture in Hebrews, the second chapter. Read this last time I ministered, but just going to read it again. And just a little thought and praying that it'll maybe help us along the way. Amen. It may seem really simple, but you know, the more as we begin to see, I think man has tried to make God something great, hard to be understood. The theologians and your different people, they wanted it to be something. Man in himself has lifted himself up and tried, but God's a God of simplicity.
Yes,
and he's just simple. And what he says, he means.
Yes,
and oh my, if we could just get back to letting God in humility show us
Amen.
Where we are. Amen. I think it'll be a wonderful thing for us
Amen.
To see.
Amen.
Hebrews, the second chapter. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? And God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders, and with divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost, according to his own will. May the Lord bless you in his word, and you may be seated.
Amen.
I just can't help but this little verse, we ought to give the more earnest heed.
Yes.
As we see the lateness of the hour and the things that are going on around us and people's lives,
yes.
And people begin to look for God out on a limb. They're looking for something great to come, something great to happen, whether it be a revival that's going to sweep through the bride, or they got their focus someplace else. But I believe the Holy Spirit here over the last few weeks has been, even a month, time gets away. But you see how God is trying to, as he started on speaking about his presence being here and trying to get us channeled in. And then the messages that came that we're cutting and bringing out how to raise our children. All of these things have a purpose and a place.
Amen.
And I want you to stop and think about that. All of these things we've already heard. These things are written down. They're in this Bible that we hold so dear.
Yes,
everything that's required of us today is written in this. And I often, when you think about that and you begin to watch people and you see people in the message and everyone goes to church and everyone's there on Sunday is their place of worship or wherever it may be. And we all gather in, and myself's included in that. I come and gather. Are we forgetting what we've heard? Or are we applying that plus what the Holy Spirit's going to bring to us? Or are we just waiting for everything to take place and let the pastor lead us and guide us and give us everything, try to rule us in? Let somebody, you know, as you go through life, you have a job, there's somebody that tells you what you're going to do in your job. And sometimes it's easy to become a lax person and just, I'm going to wait till somebody tells me what they need done before I do anything. Never looking around to see what you could do for yourself or how you could do this or that along the way. But God's got a people that he predestinated. And I would like to go back and into the book of Exodus, if you want to turn and follow along to the 12th chapter. And I want you to notice how God always gives instructions. And that's kind of the thing. The instructions have been handed down. And I just want you to catch how God never... He always has given instructions to his people and how they've always worked out to his glory and his will was made manifest. But I want you to just notice this simple and how detailed God is. He don't leave nothing out, but in Exodus, the 12th chapter, as the Lord began to speak to Moses, and he said, "The Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, This month shall be unto you the beginning of months, and it shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, In the tenth day of this month they shall take to them every man a lamb, according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for an house. And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next unto his house take it according to the number of souls. Every man according to his eating shall make your count for the lamb. And your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. Ye shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats, and ye shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month. And the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. And they shall take the blood and strike it on the two sides of the post, and on the upper door post of the houses wherein they shall eat it. And they shall eat the flesh in that night, and roast it with fire and unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs shall they eat it. And eat a knot of it raw, nor sodden at all with water, but roast it with fire, and his head with his legs, and with the pertinence thereof. And ye shall let nothing of it remain until morning. That which remaineth of it until the morning ye shall burn with fire. And thus shall ye eat it, with your loins girded, and your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and ye shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast. And against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be to you for a token, and upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy it, when I smite the land of Egypt. And this day shall be unto you for memorial, and ye shall keep it a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. Ye shall keep it to a feast by an ordinance forever. But I want you to look at this as we realize what was taking place and fixing to happen. Yes. But how God handed down the instructions right to the letter. Moses was just the mouthpiece that stood there and delivered those instructions. But they come right down the line, and God did exactly what he said he would do. And those people followed those instructions. And how, as he spoke in desperations in different places, with the fear that was upon their heart, as knowing that what God was going to do that night, of how they made sure it was done accordingly, exactly to that word. Amen. And I just want you to think tonight, as we're facing a rapture, and we're coming to that great time, that catching away, the ending of all things, this world's going to pass away. How great in our hearts is it, that beginning to burn, Lord, am I keeping? Have I got everything in place exactly the way it ought to be? Am I taking the more earnest heed to the instructions that you've handed down to me, Lord? Or am I like everyone else? Oh, I know I'm saved. I know I'm a Christian, but I'm not even checking to see if the instructions that was left, my life is lining up to them. Amen. I'm not looking to see. I'm not checking. I don't have no assurance, truly, other than just I have a hope. And that's what our brother and the Holy Spirit through our brother has been trying to pull to us. It can't be a hope. It can't be, I think I'm going to be, but we're standing at a time. These men, when they were there at that time, they could look and see that blood was stricken across that doorpost. They knew that lamb had been roasted just the way it was meant to be roasted. They could look with an assurance in their heart. They knew their preparations had been made exactly according to the will of God and the way he said to do it. And I want you to think about that. Here we stand tonight with all this word. Word we've heard from the time we were young growing up. And we've heard all of these things that God has required of us. But are we searching out those instructions? Or have we laid those instructions aside and we're focused in on reading maybe just the prophet's message, because he was the prophet of the hour, and we're just focused so much into that that we miss the essence of what he was trying to show us. And what God speaking through him was in a continuation of the instructions that started here. And how it all just dovetails right together to prepare that little bride for a great catching away. But oh my, before that catching away, he said he would show her off just for a small time. And we don't know what that is, but God is a great God of simplicity and humility. And the world, as Brother Branham said, is looking for great things. The church world's looking for some great minister to come on the scene. Some great somebody with a healing campaign again. They've lost the vision of what God said he would do through individuals. The word was spoken to prepare a bride. Not the ministry, but the bride was to be prepared for him. God just uses the ministry to prepare the bride. And oh my, when you stop and think of that and you can see, it's you that's got the power that lays within you. And that's one of these things I want to read to you as we go back through some of these quotes. It's Jesus Christ in you, the hope of glory. Amen. It's you as an individual. Each one of us has got a place. Each one of us is going to have that assurance, I know who I am. Amen. And this word is what it was given for. The instructions are there. As you follow them, you can see them come right down the line. And I just to kind of focus on that instructions, just real quick, the book of Joshua, and I think it's the 6th chapter, if you would. Amen. Amen. we must stay focused on what God is doing. And we must not forget the things we've already heard. Many people are looking for a great revelation, a great something that's out on a limb. But what our Holy Spirit is trying to show us is right here. It's here for us. And He's got it for you as you come in humility as an individual before Him, God, to reveal it to you. That this Word would be made real and alive in you. Oh my, we see it so much, saints. Their hope is in the ministry. The hope is in, oh, we got a good pastor. We've got a good this, but what about us as individuals? Amen.
Amen.
Oh my. When Jesus was here and they took Him, Peter was scared and denied Him. And oh my, but then Jesus was gone off of the scene. And then Peter had no one to even hold to. But look at the boldness that was in his life. Look what he could proclaim. Look at the life that was lived forth. Why? The Jesus that he was there was now dwelling within him. When he come down out of that upper room, and it made a difference in his life. That Jesus, the same Spirit that was in him that raised him from the dead, was dwelling in Peter to fulfill the word that he had left for Peter in his time.
Amen.
The same Spirit that housed within you and I.
Amen.
It's not a different Spirit. It's not a different God. But it's the same God all the time. The same God that spoke to Moses. The same pillar of fire. Think about it and let it become real to us. We're not talking about a myth. We're not talking about something that don't exist. But God is real.
Amen.
And He is here among us. You can feel Him. If you will just get in His Spirit and let Him take you in His hands. And if you truly can answer to yourself that you don't know what it truly is to feel the anointing or the Holy Spirit upon you, cry out to God and say, Lord, talk to my heart. It's not about just being able to dance in the Spirit or speak in tongues or run all over a church. But in the power of His Spirit, let Him get a hold of your heart until you know with an assurance that He's there.
Amen.
They said He's here, but I didn't feel nothing. But pray and cry and ask God, Lord, let me know that You're here.
Hallelujah.
Amen. It's got to be real to us. Amen. Joshua here in the sixth chapter. Amen. Joshua had met God. He knew. And oh my, what a faith he had in Him. And Moses, he had met Him. And that's what Brother Branham said. We all must meet God.
Amen.
We've got to come to that place. We know that who we are believed in. We must know. But oh my, think of Joshua here. He says in now, sixth chapter. Now Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. And the Lord said unto Joshua, see, I have given into thine hand Jericho and the king thereof and the mighty men of valor. And ye shall compass the city, all ye men of war, and go around about the city once. Thus shalt thou do 6 days. And 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets of ram's horns. And the 7th day ye shall compass the city 7 times. And the priests shall blow with the trumpets. And it shall come to pass when they make a long blast with the ram's horn. And when ye hear the sound of the trumpet, all of the people shall shout with a great shout. And the wall of that city shall fall down flat. And the people shall ascend up every man straight before him. And Joshua the son of Nun called the priest. Now God spoke to Joshua. Now Joshua is going to speak to the people. And he says, Joshua the son of Nun called the priest and said to them, take up the ark of the covenant. And let 7 priests bear the 7 trumpets, ram's horns before the ark of the Lord. And he said unto the people, pass on and compass the city. And let him that is armed pass on before the ark of the Lord. And it came to pass when Joshua had spoken unto the people that the 7 priests bearing the 7 trumpets of the ram's horns passed on before the Lord and blew with trumpets, and the ark of the covenant of the Lord followed them. And the armed men went before the priests that blew with the trumpets, and the rearward came after the ark, and the priests going on, blowing with the trumpets. And Joshua had commanded the people, saying, ye shall not shout, nor make any noise with your voice. Neither shall any word proceed out of your mouth until the day I bid you shout. Then ye shall. And I want you to look at that as you can think. As look at our prophet for this day as he come on the scene and God speaking through his mouth. But I want you, it was the same God. It's the same setup. But it was God that said and put forth the word that was being followed. And oh my, with Joshua having that spirit-like spirit, it meant all the world to him and everything more than life itself to make sure it was done just precisely that way.
Hallelujah.
And how we see, we won't take time to read it, but you can go over to where Achan has took the gold and how the battle fell and failure came because of the lack of following instructions.
Amen.
But oh, God knew exactly how to do it, and he lines it out 100% right down the line. But we've got to be willing to take his word and follow the instructions with it, just like he said to do it. Amen. And it may go against our grain sometimes. Let's turn over to 2 Kings, the 5th chapter. Amen. If that spirit of him dwells in you, he can't deny his own word. And we must just say, amen, Lord, let it be to me.
Amen.
Amen. It may come. The instructions may seem, them great men, swords and spears in their hands. By the time Joshua was leading them at that point, they had won many battles, many victories, and they knew the Lord had given them to them. But yet not a one of them thought, we can take this. They knew when God said do it this way, them swords and spears meant nothing. They did it just exactly like God said to do it.
Amen.
Their opinion, what they felt they could trust in, it had no bearing. But they were following what God told them. Here in 2 Kings, the 5th chapter, and start there at the first verse. Now Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master, honorable because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. And he was also a mighty man in valor, but he was a leper. And the Syrians had gone out by companies and had brought away a captive out of the land of Israel, a little maid, and she waited on Naaman's wife. And she said unto her mistress, would God my Lord were with the prophets, that is Samaria, for the word would recover him of his leprosy. And one went in and told his Lord, saying, thus and thus said the maid that is of the land of Israel. And the king of Syria said, go, and I will send a letter unto the king of Israel. And he departed and took with him 10 talents of silver, 6,000 pieces of gold, and 10 changes of raiment. And he brought the letter to the king of Israel, saying, now when this letter is come unto thee, behold, I have therewith sent Naaman my servant to thee, that thou mayest recover him of his leprosy. And it came to pass, when the king of Israel had read the letter, that he rent his clothes and said, am I God to kill and to make alive, that this man doth send unto me to recover a man of his leprosy? Wherefore, consider, I pray you, and see how he seeketh a quarrel against me. And it was so, when Elisha, the man of God, had heard that the king of Israel had rent his clothes, that he sent to the king, saying, wherefore hast thou rent thy clothes? Let him come now to me, and he shall know that there is a prophet in the land of Israel. So Naaman came with his horses and with his chariot, and stood at the door of the house of Elisha. And Elisha sent a messenger unto him, saying, go wash in the Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come clean again to thee, and thou shalt be clean. And you know, Elisha knew, and the people at that time knew, only God could cleanse a leper. They knew no man could do it. And I want you to notice how he said, Elisha's words was, they'll know that there's a prophet here. And Elisha never even went out to him, but just sent the word out to him that you go wash. Now Elisha knew, he had already seen a vision somewhere, and we know that because God don't do nothing unless he first shows his servants the prophets. And Elisha, being a prophet of God, would not have moved unless God had told him he could say that.
Amen.
And so you follow the chain, and he sends him out. So Naaman came with his horses and with his chariot and stood at the door. And Elisha sent a messenger unto him and said, go wash in the Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come clean, and thou shalt be clean. But Naaman was wroth and went away and said, behold, thou, he will surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and strike the hand over the place and recover the leper. Wanting a great big something. But God's a God of simplicity. And look at, watch God follow through. And he says, recover the leper. Are not Abna and Pharaoh, rivers of the Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? May I not wash in them and be clean? So he turned and went away in a rage. God's plan for him wasn't good enough. In his mind, the waters were cleaner up at the other end. He didn't want to go down there in that old muddy Jordan. But God had a purpose and a place for everything. But I want you to notice here, and he said, his servants came near and spake unto him and said, my father, if the prophet had bid thee to do some great thing, wouldest not thou have done it? Would not have thou done it? How much rather than when he saith to thee, wash and be clean? Then he went down and dipped himself 7 times in the Jordan, not 6. Look at God. He just always precise instructions. He didn't just say go dip. He said go dip 7 times. And you watch how God, the instructions is always cut right down the line. There's nothing. You don't have to wonder what God meant. He said exactly what he meant.
Amen.
And it come. And there was a receptive soul there Them little servants, oh my, it must have struck their heart. Well, you come all this way to see this, and he tells you what to do, and you're going to turn because he didn't come out in some great sign that you were expecting. But God's in humility, and he said, then he went down, dipped himself 7 times in the Jordan according to the saying of the man of God, and his flesh again, and he came again like unto flesh of a little child, and he was clean. And he returned to the man of God. He and all his company came and stood before him, and he said, behold, now I know that there is no God in all the earth but in Israel. Amen. He didn't say, oh, that there's a prophet. He said, there's no God. And oh my, that is what the Holy Spirit is. You look at what the word's been coming. It's no man that's going to receive glory from what God will do to your life. But God's going to receive the glory that takes place in your life. That's why governments and rulership of men will never make a Christian. But Jesus Christ said, I will dwell in you and be with you. And he will make the difference in our lives. And it'll be him that receives the glory. Amen. You can't make no one a Christian by hardship, trying to rule them with a fist. You can try all day long. We've seen it happen over the years. But oh my, let God get on the throne of that heart. Amen. Let him get a hold of that inside control tower. Amen. You watch that body swing subject to that precious word. And you watch all of the things that was hard, the things that couldn't be overcome. Watch him begin to leave. Watch him begin to fall off to the side. Amen. Because God gave the instructions that he would do what he said he would do. Repent and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. No man give that to you. That was God's instructions. You follow it and God's going to back up his word. The same as God gave his word to Elisha to pass on. That man, King Naaman, followed it. And there it was. Right down the line, God vindicated his word was true. And God received the glory from it. But oh my, how often it is easy maybe for us to forget to follow the instructions given us by the Holy Ghost. Amen. And how we need to take heed to the words that we have heard. Amen. And the more earnest heed to the things that are rehearsed to us. That the Holy Spirit sees fit to bring back to our remembrance how we should hear it with an open heart. Amen. And how we should be crying out, Lord, let me take that in and drink it in and do exactly, Lord, what you show me to do.
Amen.
Oh my, we're coming to a time, saints, to where you must know. You must know, I must know exactly where we stand. Know that the word's being conformed and confirmed in us with an evidence of a manifestation and a vindication back through us that God is living and alive.
Amen.
Amen. This is in the message, the token. I tried to hurry up here. Amen. Time seems to be going away. September 1st, 1963. Amen. It's page 26, paragraph 188. Notice God's preparation for that time. He's speaking about Israel again. Now, as we know that the Bible said, all of those things happened, for examples, you see, to us. Yes. Notice when God got ready to judge Egypt, first he made a preparation. And what did he do at the first time? He never changes his order. The first time when he made his preparation, he sent a prophet with a message. The first thing he done to his people was sent a prophet with a message. The next thing he done to identify this prophet, he sent a pillar of fire for identification to identify it. And our brother brought that out here a couple services ago with the photo to prove that we saw this happen in our day.
Amen.
And the third thing he sent was the token. That's exactly right, the token. What was the token mean? Assurance. First his prophet with a message. He identified himself with a pillar of fire with his prophet, and then he sent a token to get under this blood that he accepted this substitute death in your place. And then the blood was a token that he looked and that you had heard the message and believed on the pillar of fire and had accepted the substitutionary that he had provided for you, and you were under the blood of the very chemistry of the life that went out for you. What a perfect thing that is, you see, you're under to see you're under that blood.
Amen.
And how the instructions came.
Glory.
The prophet was vindicated. The pillar of fire was there. And a message called the token came forth that God sent to his little bride.
Amen.
And said, as our brother rehearsed some of it this morning, clean up, straighten up the camp, and then go back and search that in the scriptures. Look at any time God began to go to make a move, how he first began to clean up the camp.
Amen.
And he would speak to Joshua, or speak to the prophet that was on the scene at that time, straighten this up. And look at how the people that followed that God would move in, and what God said would follow would take place 100%, just like God said. And oh my, how we realize today that this token was to come back, the life.
Amen.
was to come back upon that believer. And how Brother Branham tied that in, that if the life of Beethoven was in us, the works of Beethoven we would do. And if Jesus Christ, the works that he done in this Bible, the humility as he walked through, and he said, these signs shall follow them that believe.
Amen.
Many people begin to look for works and wonders and signs. He done the great works, wonders, and signs in that day for many people. He healed the lame as he walked past. He healed the deaf and the blind to prove that it was the power of God could do it and show that God was on the earth and housed in flesh. And today he said that if a spirit-born, spirit-filled man would put that word upon their lips and speak it with an assurance in their heart, knowing it was the same as God speaking.
Amen.
Now, God, in this day, we're at a time where we don't need a great campaign. We don't need great revivals to bring people in. The bride's got a revival burning in her heart.
Amen.
She sees the closeness of time coming. Amen. She sees it's narrowing down. We're fixing to leave this world. But God promised that a spirit-born, spirit-filled man could place that word upon his lips. It would happen just like he said.
Amen.
And God's going to vindicate that through someone, that it'll happen just exactly the way he said it would.
Yes.
But we've got our instructions. Are we lining up 100% to the word that we have? Or am I letting something slip away from me? I don't feel that's important. But if I want God to be the God that he was in this book right here, to be God that he was when Brother Branham was here, and he was manifesting as the pillar of fire and doing the works that he done, if I want to see God do that, I've got to get in the right condition that God wanted me to be in for this day. And he gave us instructions how to get into that position. But we've got to be willing in humility to say, Lord, maybe I haven't been there, but Lord, I'm going to get in that position. And oh my, we've got to get rid of all the church creeds, church ideas, man's ideas, how I was raised like this, this is okay. No, what's God's instruction say?
Amen.
Oh my, it's so easy to watch people and families that's been in this message a long time. Well, my dad always said we could do this, so we're going to continue to do it. My pastor used to say it's okay to do that, we're going to continue to do it. But what did God say?
Amen.
What did the instructions from the Word say? What's the Holy Ghost?
Amen.
If it's truly dwelling on the inside, what's it telling you to do? Maybe it's in there pecking. That's wrong. You shouldn't be doing that. But, well, that's so other people's doing it. Why can't I do it? No, God said. And he was speaking to individuals. But each one of us has got to find that place where we know it's God speaking to me.
Amen.
To make sure that I'm lining up with these directions.
Amen.
And following them to the letter. To make sure that God will be vindicated in my life.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We've been followers for too long. Of just following maybe a man, as our brother started this little message. You can't, the Bible says follow them that have the, obey them that have the rule over you. But following the end of their conversation, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. And nowhere did our prophet when he was here ever try to get people to follow him. But he was pointing them to the word. He was pointing them to Jesus Christ. And nowhere will you find a true minister of God trying to get people to follow him, but following the word. And that's what we need more of, is dig down into the instructions that we have and make sure, let's come up to that place, to the revelation that Jesus had. He knew who he was.
Amen.
He knew, who can condemn me of sin? Who can condemn me of unbelief? Think of it, saints, how great of a testimony.
Amen.
To know that I believe God.
Amen.
Yes, I might make a mistake, but who can condemn me of sin?
Amen.
Amen. Glory, I pray it'll strike our hearts greater.
Amen.
The days to come, to bring it and where to place it all in there. And all we got to do is be humble and say, Lord, I need that. Higher heights. There is a place for us, saints. Greater works. Amen. Oh my. But don't focus in as the world would think of it. Let God bring the revelation. Forget what somebody else has said. And let God bring the revelation of what he means. Amen. Let him dip it into our hearts with a reality. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me see where else we're going here. Amen. I had this circle. It was just Brother Branham made this quotation in The Christ is the Mystery of God Revealed. On page 60, paragraph 448, he said, he was just saying, notice God making himself knows we're not supposed to make converts to Christianity by a government, but by the revelation, Christ in you as God was in Christ. As God was in Christ, Christ is in you. And when And what God did in Christ, Christ does in you. What signs did God in Christ, Christ does in you. Oh, isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
As Jesus said at that day, and that's this day, at that day when the revelation is made known, you will know that I am in the Father. The Father in me, I in you, and you in me. When the revelation is made manifest, at that day you shall know that I and the Father are one. And I am in the Father is in me. And then when the revelation comes forth, then it's I and you in me. There you are, see, manifold of what to bring it back, we've got to be. And just, saints, how simple the message identification that our prophet brought. Go back and look at the instructions that's been handed down.
Amen.
And tie it back into the Word, into Proverbs and Genesis, and you can take it all together.
Yes.
And see it form a picture.
Amen.
Just as our pastor gets up and begins to bring a message, maybe on a certain thing, and he would bring that message, and as I believe it was this morning where he read, and then he said that ties into all things. Maybe it was just a woman cutting her hair. And how carnal it has become to the church world, unless the pastor mentions the exact certain thing that they're doing. They fail to see the instruction of God.
Amen.
But get in the Spirit and see what the Holy Ghost is trying to show us.
Amen.
Of the whole thing. It must be every word.
Yes,
and oh my, how each one of us should really begin to search and dig.
Amen.
And look, we're coming up. It's wrapping up, saints. It's God's going to do this through someone.
Mm-hmm.
And if it isn't here that he does it, he'll do it somewhere.
Amen.
And oh my, how bad it would be if we've had the opportunity to hear the word that we've heard and to sit under the anointing of the Holy Spirit and then to miss what God had for us. Oh my, I pray God don't lift your hand, but show you the mercy and grace unto me, and let me be humble enough to admit, Lord, I need you greater than I ever have.
Amen.
We've been around this message a long time. We've read it, maybe read the books. Maybe we can even tell how many times we've read a certain message. How many times I've read the Bible from cover to cover. But oh my, it's not about just being able to read it, but have that author identified through you.
Amen.
I read this again, but I just want to read it with place it in here for some, like I said, perfect faith, page 12, paragraph 72. The identification of a scripture Christian, these words said Jesus, these signs shall follow them that believe. Now how can you call yourself a believer, a people, and deny those words? And oh my, that goes so much deeper than just deny any word of God and say that that's not so. Yes, Brother Branham was the prophet of the age. That was God speaking through his lips. But one word we're going to deny and say that wasn't so.
Amen.
Oh my, one word denied, you might as well throw the whole message out. Because God spoke what he wanted spoke to a people.
Amen.
Amen. And deny those words. How can you call yourself a believer and deny any of this word? See, you can't do it. You're not a believer. Therefore, science can't follow you because you just can't accept. You just accept what you want to believe and let the rest of it, don't believe it. But you've got to take the whole thing and believe it. And when you truly believe, not make believe, and that's why we should cry out for revelation. Because when we truly believe and really believe, then these shines will follow them but leave. Oh, could you compare a Christian today with them Christians of long ago? How them disciples walked in the power of the Spirit, moved by the Holy Ghost to do it just a prisoner. As I preached the other night, a prisoner to the word and will of God. He couldn't even move until God moved him. Wouldn't you like to see a church rise like that? It's going to, it's going back, and it's got to come.
Amen.
And it's on the road now. For the word identified himself, what he was, and the same word's going to identify us. And oh my, how we ought to be looking for our identification.
Amen.
More every day, we should be searching it out. Lord, is it lining up? Lord, what about this? Have I let this slip? Have I let that slide? If I found one place where maybe the Lord was able to bring something back to our mind through the moving of the Holy Spirit and have the pastor covered. If I let one word slip, is there something else I've let slip that maybe he didn't mention? Am I looking for that?
Amen.
Am I searching? Lord, oh my, this is not a time to be standing here condemned or have something on our heart that is binding us down. But Lord, I want to be free, totally open before you, Lord, that you could move by the Holy Spirit and do whatever you want to do in my life and guide me wherever it could. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He is so real, and
sometimes
I just wish he could just come down on everyone at the same time and just let everyone just feel the magnitude of his presence. of how strong he is and how real he can be, but for some reason he don't always do that. And God knows the purpose. But oh my, maybe if we would truly cry out, maybe we're still, as Brother Branham said many times, maybe we're afraid of the moving of the Holy Spirit. Maybe I'm afraid of what I would do, what it would cause me to do. Oh my, but pray and ask God, Lord, send it down. Send it to me, Lord. And come and let me know that you're real. Because I'll tell you, once you truly know and feel that presence, you'll know and be able to feel him wherever you go. Don't matter what situation you're in, you'll be able to know he's right there with you all the time. He's in you. He can never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. How real is our God? Amen. Hallelujah. You know, it would have been something to see the miracles that took place during Jesus' time. It would have been something to saw the Red Sea part and the Israelites walk across there on dry ground. Daniel in the lion's den and all these things. But many people saw that and didn't believe. But we've not seen, but yet we believe. And I thank God for the little grace and the gene of God that he placed down on the inside. That no matter what anyone says, there's something down in there that I know that Red Sea parted. I know the mouths of those lions couldn't open. I know that Daniel or the Hebrew children went into that furnace that was 7 times hotter than it had ever been before. And they walked out without the smell of smoke on them. Oh my, I don't need to see it. By God's grace, he placed something down on the inside that makes it real and it makes it live. Amen. And that's the same way with this word. I didn't see the prophet. I've never been to Jeffersonville. I didn't see where he walked or anything. But there's something down on the inside that was God speaking to me. Amen. I don't need to know in this time that I'm living in. There was many that got to see. Many people got to walk with the prophet. What a wonderful opportunity. And a time that most of us would have truly have enjoyed to have had that opportunity. But God saw fit to place us here. Amen. Right before the appearing of the Lord. When the prophet's message went forth. And now it's been totally destroyed. Man is added and taken to it and from it and put his side to it. Churches are falling away. Churches have lost their testimony. They've let go the things they used to believe. But somewhere God predestinated a people that maybe that they didn't see all of that. And maybe they're the most unrecognized people. Maybe they don't have no fame, but God is dealing with individuals upon this earth that message is going to live through and vindicate. Amen. That when God said he would sink California and there would be a people cut off of this earth and go home, it's going to happen just like God said it would. And oh my, blessed are those that can believe and have not seen. Amen. Oh my. This little quote in Why It Had to Be Shepherds, this was preached in 64, December 21st, page 26. Notice, you sisters could come to the instruments if you would. He said, as the Father sent me, so send I you. The Father that sent him went in him to confirm the word. And the same Jesus that sends his people goes in the people that he sends, saying, the works that I do, shall you do also. Sure, he prayed that we might be one with him, not one with an organization, not one with a system, but one with God. Amen. For God and his word is one, and Jesus and God was one, and you and I and the word must be one. That's right. We must be one with one in agreement with the word, not what somebody else says. This is no private interpretation. Take it what it says and believe it, and God will vindicate it and prove it that it's right. You think it's just for disciples only? Take his word for it. Go try it once and see, and you'll find out that it'll work for you just the same as he promised. Yes, sir. And may we be willing to forget what we've heard. Forget what someone else has said. Forget what some church doctrine has said. And come open before the Holy Spirit and say, Lord, make that real to me, that what you've done for those disciples, you can do through me. And let me realize, Lord, that it's to the individual. You may not do the same things the disciples done, but the works of God will be done in your life. You'll know that it's him and him only. Oh my, don't get focused on miracles for others. But the greatest miracle is if you can have enough faith for a divine healing and know that God healed you and have proof that God healed you. What an ignition of your faith it ought to be. You just think of Daniel and the Hebrew children and Moses, as our brother mentioned the other night. Each one of them with a circumstance. When Moses saw that Red Sea roll back, I can tell you, at that point, he already had faith in God, but I can assure you he was to bursting point when he saw that happen. I can assure you there was nothing going to stand in his way from there on out. He knew. You take Daniel when he was thrown in there and realize them lions just laid down. Oh my, what greater boost of just a praise was had to have been in his heart.
Amen.
And an enthusiasm, oh my, God is real. And the Hebrew children thrown into that furnace, and as they're on their way up, begin to realize that they've done and killed the servants that was going to throw them in. And then to jump off in there, and then to see that fourth man in the fire. Oh my, what a joy, I'm telling you. I'm sure there was a meeting taking place. And oh my, what God can do for one. What an ignition of faith it can do for someone else. And if you can be that one that God can use, oh my, you might be the one to ignite. As you watch through those prayer lines, as our brother was bringing that, when the whole when one would reach out and get a hold of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit would reveal to them what they had need of.
Amen.
Watch it ignite the faith of another one.
Amen.
Oh my, maybe you might be one that God uses to help ignite the faith of someone else that needs a boost to get where they need to be. But oh my, you watch God and you watch God get the glory.
Amen.
And the honor. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It'll be a shouting time in heaven. Amen. Oh my, but you get something real.
Amen.
And amen, you know, you see people that are just, they've grown up in this message and left this message because when they were young. But yet still be able to see the conviction that can come over someone when you begin to talk about the word, and they still can agree, yeah, you know, that just didn't understand it, but there's something there. But oh my, what if God could get one of us? We've got loved ones, as our brother prayed this morning. But what if God, they can see something real in you, not what your mouth can say or what you can try to present to them to get them there, but to see that God's made a difference in their life. God done something impossible for them. He's done something he couldn't do, that I couldn't get, something I couldn't do in my life. Oh, my God is real. Amen. Let's all stand if you would. Hallelujah. I just sing that little chorus as our brother comes. How great is our God. Amen. And let's stay praying, saints. Keep in mind the things our brother has felt led to bring. But focus out the things we've heard. And totally focus in and let the Holy Spirit bring it new and fresh to our hearts. This is what so-and-so was talking about. That's what so-and-so. No. Let God show us what he's talking about.
Amen.
Through his word.
Amen.
Take it one day at a time and don't rush it. Don't jump to conclusions, but say, Lord, just let me stay open. Help me to retain the things that I've heard. And Lord, let it be fresh in my heart that you can just put it all together.
Amen.
And oh, what a wonderful picture.
Amen.
It'll be in our lives.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
How great is our God. How great is his word. He's the greatest one that ever was heard. He rolled back the waters of the mighty Red Sea, and he said, I
about again.
Amen.
Think about what the prophet said this morning. I read Abraham wasn't fully blessed.
Amen.
Until
Amen.
He fully obeyed.
Amen.
And And think about all those examples in the scripture our brother read. Oh my, think about it.
Amen.
Think about the children marching around that walls of Jericho.
Amen.
They fully obeyed God's mouthpiece, fully obeyed which was the word, and God kept the promise, didn't he?
Amen.
Amen. Just think
Amen.
What God can do for us if we fully obey
Amen.
His precious word. Show him we respect every word that he has spoken to us. Oh, he'll roll
Amen.
Back the waters again of the mighty Red Sea.
Amen.
Of every trial and test in life, every sickness, whatever it may be, every devil has to go.
Amen.
Oh, how great is our God.
Amen.
I love him. I appreciate him.
Amen.
He's so wonderful. Amen. To think what he has waiting for us.
Amen.
If we'll just yield and surrender and let God have his way. Oh, I'm looking forward to some wonderful things for God to do. And as our brother mentioned, you remember Brother Branham praying into his prayer lines. He was seeing those visions. And you watch how many times, I'm sure you've heard it on tape, he'd begin to speak to the people, tell them what was wrong with them. God would heal them. And then before it was over with, the whole power of God was moving through the whole building.
Amen.
And people were getting out of cots and everything else. And Brother Branham never touched them.
That's right.
No, but that ignited their faith, you see.
Amen.
Amen. Just think what can happen. Oh, my. Somebody standing here in our presence. And my, be healed of diabetes. Just like that. Absolutely no more insulin.
Amen.
No more pills. No more testing. It's all taken care of and all
Amen.
Done. Amen. Just think what that could ignite maybe in somebody else's heart.
Amen.
Somebody else's life.
Amen.
Amen. And maybe they're facing a trial at home. Something going on in the home. They don't know how to quite handle it. Maybe how to handle something with the children or the wife or whatever it may be. Just think of how that can ignite something. Oh, my. Hallelujah. I want God to be God.
Amen.
I don't want him to just be a message,
Amen.
I believe.
Amen.
I want him to be God in my life. I want him to be God in this church.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The called out ones. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to his name. I don't want to just be a Christian. No. I want to be Jesus Christ alive in me.
Amen.
Amen. And declare to this nation that he is alive.
Amen.
Hallelujah. How about you?
Amen.
Amen. That's what he wants to be, a healer. He wants to be provider, Jehovah Jireh. Yes, he does.
Amen.
That's what all these attributes was about. Oh, glory. Then if God be God, let him be God. Hallelujah. If he wants to be God in my life, let him be God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm looking forward to it.
Amen.
Just think, that can compel us to move into that rapturing faith. Oh, my revelation. Strike our hearts. And these bodies be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye.
Amen.
If we ain't hardly got enough faith for a healing, divine healing, how are we ever going to be in a rapture?
Amen.
Oh, my. Lord, move on me.
Amen.
Glory to his name.
Amen.
Let us bow our heads. Heavenly Father, it's just been so wonderful to be here again this evening and to gather around the Word of God and have the Word renewed back to our minds and our hearts. Lord, to me, it's an exciting time. Lord, it's a glorious time, knowing that you're not dead, but you're alive. You're a living God, and we know your presence is here even tonight. Again, Lord, you've kept your promise where two or three are gathered in your name. In their midst you would be, and Lord, we know you're here tonight, and we appreciate it so very much that you took the time, Lord, to keep your word upon a humble little people. It's down against the hills, and nobody knows too much about them. But, Lord, you know all about us, and we appreciate you so very much. Oh, God, keep us true to that word, and help us now, Lord. Move in your Holy Spirit in our lives. Father, we could fully obey the word of God.
Amen.
And then, Lord, watch you fully. Give us that blessing, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus, for everything now. Bless us as we leave this little place. And let a fire be aglowing in our hearts, Lord. Oh, God, that the world will know that you are alive. In Jesus' name we ask, our precious Savior and King, the great I am. How great is our God. Amen. Amen. To your Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. How great is our God? How great is His Word? He's the greatest one that ever was heard. He rolled back the waters of the mighty Red Sea, and He said, I will lead you. Put your trust in Me. Amen. Brother Finley.
I want to give God a praise for touching my back Thursday night.
Amen. Glory.
And I thank God that He has sucked all that away.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. One of these days we'll have a lifting contest. Amen. Glory. To God be the glory.
Amen.
Amen. I love Him. He's so precious. So glorious. Amen. Don't you love Him?
Amen.
Are you thankful from the depths of your heart?
Amen.
That you have what you have in your heart? Oh, my, just think, as Brother Timothy was mentioning, I was thinking about that a little deeper, about, you know, God's grace that I can believe that He rolled back them waters.
Amen.
God's grace that I can believe a prophet I'd never seen. Oh, my. Yes. Listen to the things that was said.
Amen.
See the mighty signs and wonderful and miracles and just read about it. What took place? The cloud in the sky. The pillar of fire. Oh my. I believe.
Amen.
God's grace, I believe.
Amen.
No wonder Jesus told His disciples, blessed are your eyes for they see, and your ears for they hear. Oh, blessed is my eyes for they see. Blessed is my heart desire.
Amen.
Oh, glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. I am blessed. Hallelujah. I am blessed.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. Let's sing that little song. I am blessed.
Amen.
Can you sing that with me?
Amen.
Help me sing it. Amen.
I
am blessed. I am blessed. Every day I awake, I am blessed. Oh, when I wake up in the morning, till I lay my head to rest, I am blessed. I am blessed. Oh, I am blessed. I am blessed. Every day that I wake, I am blessed.
Amen.
Wake up in the morning till I lay my head to rest. I am blessed. I am blessed. So don't forget about it. When you lay your head down tonight, don't forget how blessed you are. When you raise up in the morning, don't forget how blessed you are. When you go through the day and your desire is to serve the Lord Jesus Christ, don't forget how blessed you are. When you feel that little Holy Ghost on the inside and nudging you to go this direction, that direction, don't forget how blessed you are.
Amen.
Amen. You're dismissed. I am blessed. Brother Gensel, go ahead. Well, let's sing it.
It's 556. It's that same spirit.
Amen.
556. I'm still blessed.
Amen. Glory. 556, you said. Amen. 556. Here we go. If that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead, do you know it's dwelling in you?
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. He said, Brother Steve, how do you really know that same Spirit is dwelling in you? Well, because God said that I'd be able to receive the Word for my day.
Amen.
And God said I'd have a clear understanding of it.
Amen.
Amen. And God said it would vindicate itself.
Amen.
Amen. So I know that Holy Spirit is dwelling in me.
Amen.
How about you?
Amen.
Amen.
If that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, oh, dwell in you. Oh, if that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, dwell in you. It will quicken your mortal body.
Yes.
Glory. Dwell in you. It will quicken your mortal body. If that spirit dwell in you. Oh, if that same spirit raised Christ from the dead.
Oh, yes.
If that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, oh, dwell in you, it will quicken your mortal body.
Yes! Glory! Hallelujah! Yes! Oh, hallelujah!
If that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you.
Yes, amen, amen.
If that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you.
May God richly bless you and keep his word always before you. Just sin not against him. Amen. God's blessings with you. Amen. You're dismissed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.